Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
Welcome in to Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Three Lincoln locations, one in Omaha, where you can get every type of meat and every type of cut. I'm Josh Norman, holding down the fort till Jay Foreman gets in. Shouldn't be too long. 402-464-5685, the number. I'll show you can keep me company until Jay gets here as well. Let's wrap up some of the baseball conversations that Nick and I were having during On the Block today. We didn't get to all your texts during that show, but I got them pulled up here. Plenty to get to here. 8704 says if they played Sunday doubleheaders, they would end potentially a month or more earlier. That would be my vote, especially now that they play interleague all year long. That's an interesting idea. I just think that at these upper levels, the game is just so fast paced. It's such a physical game that playing two games in a day isn't necessarily easy, isn't necessarily simple. And the other part of it is that Sunday is the travel day. If you think about how the Major League Baseball schedule is structured, a lot of it is like college baseball in that it's Friday, Saturday, and then getaway day on Sunday, right? You have these earlier afternoon games for the most part, so teams can get their game in pretty quick, get out of town, get to the next series. Monday has been the day off for the AAA teams, but I do think that that's a little tougher than just, say, play doubleheaders, because Sunday has become the traditional travel day. Every so often it's Monday, then you'll play, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday again. So there's an avenue to make it work, but if you're going to play doubleheaders at home, only one team gets to stay at home. One team's already on the road. That's just how baseball is set up and works. So if both teams were in the same city or had, you know, a short enough travel, maybe it would work, but league-wide, I don't think Sunday doubleheaders are going to work just because of the nature of the game and how the Major League Baseball schedule is structured. Isaac says they are going to do what makes the money ahead of what seems to be wholesome. We know this. Well, yes, obviously, absolutely. But this is where I do think that I have to credit the leagues. I would like to think that they know better than I do or than we do. Because there are people that get paid a lot of money, are handsomely compensated to make business decisions for some of the, you know, the biggest corporations and entities in the sports realms, whether it's teams or leagues. But I do think that there are some missed opportunities for leagues because they chase the money now instead of trying to build to long-term financial health. They miss the boat to some degree. And because of that, yeah, they might make a little bit more money now. But what are they sacrificing in the long term? I don't know how often they think about that. Old Dad 34, pitch clock needs to leave baseball. Shorten the season, yes, but take that out of the game. Absolutely not. Pitch clock is here to stay. I think that's been really good. 1508, they're more likely to add games than take some away. Jeremy in Lincoln says, I don't like the shortened season. Understand the points. Let's not say that it saves arms. It does. And I think if you shorten the season, you could also limit the number of pitchers on a team's roster. Not that it would, you know, save arms in the traditional sense, right? Because you have fewer pitchers, like, oh, these guys are pitching more. But that's kind of the point. If you don't allow guys to go, you know, full-on balls to the wall, max effort every time they pitch, it can keep their arms healthier, right? There's a sweet spot in there where you can throw hard enough without throwing too hard. And that's different for every arm in baseball, as it is for every body type and pretty much every other sport. And Believer, with an off-the-wall idea, he says, really mix it up with 6 innings and 2 outs. Now, that would be a bridge too far for me, Believer. This is Major League Baseball we're talking about, not Church League softball. He's here. Tell us your Hall of Famer, middle linebacker, Jay Foreman. Let's bring him in. What's up, Jay?
What up? I like that Church League softball, though.
Two outs. You were probably hitting nukes in Church League softball, weren't you?
It was either over the fence or strikeout.
You batted righty, I bet, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You golf swing righty, too?
Yeah, probably need to do it left, though.
See, I batted lefty in baseball mm-hmm. back in the day. I have not swung a golf club very often, but I can't leave my baseball mechanics behind. So if I'm going to swing a golf club, I probably got to pick it up right-handed instead of left-handed.
Yeah, probably.
It's just so ingrained in my head. I mean, I played baseball like 15 years. I'm not losing that anytime soon. Not forgetting it.
I played a couple rounds with Tony Womack. He's one of my good
underrated ballers.
Yeah. And you talking about the hand-eye coordination. Doesn't have to look pretty, but I mean, just wears out the center of the club face. Whew. And, you know, those baseball players back in the day, they got full-on swag. You know, I mean, you know, baseball players, everybody talks about the NBA players and NFL players. You know, you see them walking to the games. Mm-hmm. Baseball players are just, they wired a little different.
It's true.
Yeah, the ones that are, you know, really, really, really about it. I mean, they just are just, you know, you got to have superior confidence up there. I mean, you got to really look at yourself and sometimes you might, you know, be 2 for 10 and be like, I'm still the best and I'm batting good.
I'm the baddest dude on the face of the
planet. But I'm still.
And you have to be every time you step in the box.
Yeah, you can't have any fear. One of the best things I ever was able to witness up close and personal when I was playing with the Houston Texans and obviously the Astros were there and Minute Maid Park was around, so obviously it was pretty recent. And we got to take batting practice. And they, you know, had a couple guys go down there or whoever wanted to. Now, of course, David Carr was the quarterback, so they let him have unlimited because they tried to just limit how many pitches you could get, right? Yeah. I mean, they let David have as many pitches until because he used to be a pretty good baseball player. And he's a great athlete and can do everything. His dad, I think, won.
If he's a great athlete, he'd been gotten sacked 80 times, but
that was on the line. He was a great athlete. I'm going to give him his credit. Good dude, too. His dad actually was the long drive champion in California. His dad was a cool dude, man. I used to love his dad. And Derek, you know, a funny side note was when Derek, his brother, he was young back then, would come do quarterback drills. I'm like, dang, you look better than your brother. Nah, I'm just kidding. Well, anyways, David, you know, finally got his over. Two things is I got one over quick too.
Well, you had the Crawford box. Is that short?
No.
It's cheap.
No. We went deep. I went center field.
Ooh, over the hill?
Yeah. No, just, I mean, it barely got over.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was
screaming liner.
Yeah. See, all the rest of those are down left field line. Uh-huh. But I got mine over center. So I felt.
You did it legit.
Yeah. Me and Troy, the two linebackers, me and Troy Evans. And Troy was, he did his pretty quick. But then we went to the game. Against they were playing the Giants, and so Roger Clemens was pitching. So it was standing room only when Barry Bonds came up, and you talk about, you know, he tried to intimidate Barry Bonds, you know, tighten him up inside. Barry just, you know, he had that big old like RoboCop elbow pad. Mm-hmm. I think it was a walk, and then I think the second time he struck him out, and by the time he came up a third time, somebody else was in there. But it was pretty interesting to see. You know, how they went about, you know, how they go about their business.
Well, Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds are not the same physique. Those are two totally different looking dudes.
No, but Roger Clemens he's a big dude back then. I mean, he's
not Barry.
He's up there because he's full Balco then. I mean, or whatever he was taking. Amino acids.
Right.
They both were on amino diets. And they were, Roger Clemens was, I didn't realize how big he was. He's a big Texas dude.
Yeah.
Big Texan. I mean, that's who he is. I mean, he's not like as built as Barry was back then. You know, obviously Barry was obviously a lot of muscle, but Roger Clemens is a big dude. Craig Biggio is not. Is it Wagner, the pitcher?
Billy Wagner in the Hall of Fame. Yep.
Well, is not. Short.
No.
But big legs, big, strong, you know, trunk.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Was Jeff Kent there at that time?
No.
Berkman?
Berkman was just, he looked like a dude that would hang out in the garage.
Literally.
Hey, let's pound some beer. He was the coolest.
Jeff Bagwell?
Bagwell. Mm-hmm. Buff, he was tiny.
The Killer Bees.
Mm-hmm. He was tiny, though. Mm-hmm. Short, but you could tell he'd been in the weight room. Mm-hmm. Berkman was the coolest dude, man. He came one time. I mean, obviously, this is obviously, you know, we won't get anybody in trouble. So he came, and we'd hang out in the offseason. The defense would, you know, and do some stuff. And offense guys would come, too. I don't want to, you know, say that it was separation. Then we'd have, like, you know, at somebody's house, we have a cook, you know, throw something on the grill, you know.
Who was the grill master?
It was good. I'm telling you, Travis Johnson can cook.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he can cook, man. And he had a big smoker, you know. Mm. So we go over and, you know, bring beer and just kick it, you know, for pretty much all sun up to sun down. And Lance Berkman came over there and fit right in. And pound for pound, he was pounding him. Mm. And he's a good dude, man. It's pretty cool to see him. Bagwell was smaller dude. I'm gonna tell you the biggest dude I ever saw, like up close and personal, as a baseball player, Frank Thomas. We were in Vegas,
Big Hurt,
at the Bellagio. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not a gambler at all. You know, I mean, I just We were out there for a fight. They gave us money to gamble, like whatever you call it, credit. So you got to use it. If you, you lose it, if you don't, you know. And so I was at the regular table. It was Frank Thomas, Barkley, and I knew Barkley. I knew him, just I'd seen him before. So let me, I don't ever want to get out here and act like me and him are friends. So it was Frank Thomas, Barkley, and guess you know who the funniest dude was that walked through there? Who had the biggest swag? I won't tell you the other place I saw this person. Was Floyd Mayweather.
Money Mayweather, okay.
Had a velour tracksuit on, blue, with regular blue, had white stripes, was the funniest dude. Dude, my man ain't nothing but like 5'8", 5'9". But he walked through there like he's 6'10", chest out. Now, he wasn't at the level that he is or when he retired, but he was obviously still Floyd, and everybody knew who he was. But Frank Thomas is a big dude, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
and did it clean.
Yeah.
Frank didn't have any of those allegations with him.
Yeah, he was a big dude. And, you know, I mean, I will tell you, my dad and Kirby Puckett were pretty tight. I knew Kirby really, really well. Like Dan Gladden lived kind of close to us. We all kind of lived in like this little townhouse development. I knew Chuck Knobloch and all before he went wacko. Dave Winfield's a big dude, tall, lean. Mm-hmm. Funny story about baseball is, so my second uncle is Oil Can Boyd, but Jim Rice, they always think my dad and Jim Rice were brothers. You know, back then they think all brothers look alike, you know, got a mustache and stuff. I mean, that's what it was. Hey, two light-skinned brothers that kind of big, you got mustache, you guys must be brothers.
Related.
But yeah, so my dad used to tell me stuff like that. But Ken Herbeck, another dude. He's a big dude, but he likes to fish and hunt.
I don't know if Boston could have handled your dad and Jim Rice in the same city.
There have been a lot of late nights. I told you about David Ortiz. That was probably the coolest and most pure conversation ever. Mm-hmm. You know, he hit 20 home runs, only wanted, you know, $1 million from the poll last day. You're like, nah, you ain't good enough. He goes to Boston, Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's all he wanted. And he did not want to leave Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Did not want to leave.
Glad he did. As a Royals fan.
Yeah. Baseball, man. Just couldn't do it, man. Mm-hmm. All right. And you know who's a big dude? I hope he's listening. He got a big old head, too. I hope you listen. Darren Erstad. He a big dude. You want to hear a funny story
That's
about
Darren? A big
Darren?
Old punter.
You want to hear a funny story about Darren Erstad?
I need to.
And this is how cool, this is actually a credit to him, how cool he was. So obviously he was here before I was. And he was a punter. He was a great punter. And I remember my dad, you know,
hockey guy too.
Yep, he is. And a big shout out to his son, Zach, too. Zach can play hockey and he can play some golf, I heard, too. Well, me and my dad my dad was taking me back to either the dorms or my house, you know, my apartment or whatever. And he's like, dang, he's like, that punter you got, I won't tell you what he called him, but he's like, he's cold blooded, right? He's like, he's fast. I was like, yeah, man. I was like, he's a good athlete, you know, cause we did the thing where he got it and he scored. So he was such a good specialist. And I was like, he's a good athlete. I was like, oh, he's going to probably go to the NFL, you know, kicking. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know he played baseball. I mean, I'm oblivious.
Oh, he didn't just play baseball.
Exactly. Well, I'd heard like he's a, you know, you just hear like, because, you know, Strickland was around and he played professional. Then Strick was on the basketball team, obviously, and then came out. So I just thought like it was one of those things. Kenny Cheatham was his. I used to play AAU against Kenny Cheatham. Kenny Cheatham, full-fledged power five basketball player. Hey, I'm talking about cold-blooded too.
Okay, Kenny Cheatham.
Yeah, we played them in the semifinals. They beat us to go to the national, the champion. Yeah, Kenny could play. And now when I say Kenny could play, like I'm not just talking about when people think he could play just because he could dunk. He could flat out play basketball.
Hooper.
Yeah, he's a hooper. And so, you know, I hear, oh, yeah, you know, Darren's, he's a punter or he's a baseball player. I'm like, all right, figures, right?
Yeah.
You know, because the other guy, I think, was like Tom Steeler or whatever. And he was just a big old goofy dude. So I was like, you know, he's kind of guilty by association. Well, you know, one thing leads to another. You know, I go into winter conditioning, spring ball. I start to progress. You know, Darren was older, so we really conversated, but we didn't. But we won a national championship or whatever. I can't believe this, man. So you pick up the Daily Nebraskan, and it was like Darren Erstad goes number one. And I remember reading it, like, what the hell?
That Darren Erstad?
Yeah, and I remember asking somebody. I was like, hey. That dude that was on the football team, he went number one in the draft. And I was like, oh, then I was thinking, this is how dumb I was. So, Darren, I apologize. I was like, oh, they probably just only picked him because he's such a good athlete, right? Because you know they pick him on potential and all that. I asked my dad. He's like, yeah, he's like, that boy can hit that baseball, right? Mm-hmm. And then so I, you know, I read it. Then I'm thinking like he's off, you know, California or whatever. I went to, I shouldn't be saying this. I went to this house party, right? You know, it was over there kind of like by Claremont. I'm walking in, just kicking it, you know, just hanging out. Nobody was drunk. See Erstead. I said, hey, man, you really want number one? He's like, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I would. I was like, I looked at him and I was disappointed. Like, you didn't tell me that you were this good at baseball? Like, he was like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's a credit to him, how great he was. He was humble. You know what I'm saying? And never bragged about it. And he was just a regular, still to this day, he's just a regular old dude. Every time I see him, I always enjoy seeing him, man. He's a good dude, man. So, was, you know, baseball
one time guest starring on the block. So shout out Darren for that as well.
But I can guarantee you, Darren couldn't play no basketball. Nope. Darren don't even try to say no way.
He was probably North Dakota's Larry Bird, let's be honest.
And for Darren, I think, like, he's the type of dude, if you challenge him to a three-point contest, he would be shooting hoops. He loves to compete.
I view Darren Erstead, the basketball player, Sam Griesel.
No, Darren's just physical. He's going to be like, he's a mix between, he definitely Bill Laimbeer. He definitely going to just.
Okay, there's the hockey in him. Fair.
After you get done playing him, it's, he like, remember that movie, The Cable Guy?
Oh, yeah.
That's him. Just beat up to all get out. He's a good dude, man. He's a good dude. He's a great dude. I shouldn't say a good dude. He's a great dude. So, that being said, we're going to get back on track. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.